Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, everybody. Hi there. Hi. This is the Global Vision for Living Today show. And it seems like there's something wrong with our listening in of our device, but God bless you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. You know, we had such a fantastic show last week, and we're going to have one this week. In spite of whatever's going on in the world, here we are. We've made God the promise, and we're going to keep it. I will make known my name unto the heathen. Oh, my goodness, this is our fourth topic session on this, because next month, I can almost say February, we're going to hold a three-day convention. It might sound like something that, oh, my God, you know, it's snowing around town. Oh, my God, it's raining everywhere. It might sound like something that's not doable, but it is, and let me tell you why. The Bible says, my people shall honor me and call on my name, and I will hear. So because God keeps his part of the bargain, then we're going to keep our part of the bargain. I will make known my name unto the heathen. Standard 2023 convention. Why do I say 3 days? Because on Thursday, we're going to have everyone at a table eating and networking and enjoying flying in, busing in, driving in to meet new friends and to stand for God. You know, many people will listen about God. They ain't going to stand for God. I tell you what, put them to the test. And all you ministers out there, you'll shut your doors today. Yeah, yeah, they will listen. They will give you that. Something to get out the house, have dead, almost dead, don't want to die. But when you stand for God, that means you are ready as a soldier that Paul said we all might be. Many people, you know, they don't understand that. They figure I'm going to come sit and listen. What are you going to do with all that information? What are you yourself following? But this, I will make known my name unto the heathen convention. Like I said, it's going to have a Thursday night dinner, then a Friday, what we call 24 marathon, closing out with the Saturday goodwill message. And that's going to be their travel time back to wherever they came from, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's really going to be really Friday. Many will stay over for that Saturday, but this, I will make known my name unto the heathen. It is so needed. And let me tell you another reason why. Pope Benedict just died. So anybody that has been, that has had the time to watch the world instead of just running, really now is getting ready to fall. Pope Benedict was put in place by Pope John Paul. All of us loved him. I went out and got books when he passed, because there's been a lot of radicalism within the Catholic Church. Only the smart and wise have been watching that, and they've been changing a lot of issues. But this Pope Benedict had a clarion call out for traditional Catholicism, a return to the Latin Mass, and other things. But we know in 2013, he shocked the world when he resigned. Never before has that happened in the Roman papacy. Go all the way back almost to the first century, and then come on up three to the Nicene Creed, and how Constantinople said we're going to bring Christianity into this because there's still too many of them calling on the name of Jesus. Read, please, another book called The Fall of the Holy Roman Empire. Do more than sit up and eat. But if you're not called to be a soldier for God, and that's all you're supposed to do. A soldier means fight. not impart some foolishness where people are still living, eating, doing the identical thing. They don't care what the world show. But right now, the rockets are getting ready to flare because he left some notes, and oh, my God, oh, my God, he did the right thing. Get up out of there. See what they're doing. But now a lot is going to change. They usually have big service for presiding pope, not one for resign. So I hear his body is going to start laying in state as of Monday. Oh, my God. The flares are getting ready to fly. But as it stands right now, that's why we, our team, your friends, is on the battleground for America. I will make known my name unto the heathen, part four. Now, a lot of what this informational three-day of sessions will be is to awaken the dead. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. But we have found out that some walking live people are dead. They are dead. Got a suit of clothes on. Dead. Sitting up listening to a preacher. Dead. Don't know what to do when they leave church. Dead. World at 20%, and I got a call, it's now 15. Dead. The dead haven't done anything. What are we listening for our own self? We done heard this, like the Bible says, the prophet told the young boy, since the time of your childhood, you done heard it. So what seems to be the problem? Oh, I'm sick. You better get out of here. Oh, I don't can't find my crutches. You better crawl. Oh, I don't think I can walk. There's your wheelchair at the door. Right now, it is just that critical. If people just see you, I was told this morning, if they could just see you standing with a Bible, they know it ain't all over. You may not make it across the street to tell them anything about John 3:16, but what are you doing? You shepherds, what are you doing? Are you leading people to do what God said? Or are they constantly begging? Are they constantly in trouble? Are they constantly on the run from the law? Are they constantly saying, what is that? That is not a group of soldiers for God. That is not a group of soldiers for God. That's just a group of people following man whose breath is to be snatched out of his nostrils. But this, I will make known my name unto the heathen, is more than that. No more placating, no more playing. You can't do it now. It's going to be a lot of changes. And, you know, I was talking with a very interesting person on yesterday. And his website is omegadynamics.org. His name is Jamie Walden. And he was talking about a book he got out now. And I want you guys to get this book, Omega Dynamics, Equipping a Warrior Class of Christians for the Days Ahead. He was saying these so-called people call themselves Christians, they ain't equipped for nothing. A Christian, God, that Son of God acronym name, Christian, it means of Christ, to behold the Christ. And I was shocked. He said he couldn't be on our show, but Jamie Walden, Omega Dynamics, the book is called Equipping a Warrior Class. I said, well, he said, oh, I have heard you. You are that. But there's some other things you need to know. You got to know who's in your camp. I said, oh, my God, you're scaring me. He said, no, I'm going to send you my book. Equipping a Warrior Class, not no punk class, because they're going to look out the window and get scared. But Equipping a Warrior Class of Christians for the Days Ahead. he said he's getting ready to get crazy because he said a lot of people are thinking about the LGBT. He said it ain't even about them. It ain't about no sex. People think it's about them. Anybody know you can do what you want with whoever you want. He said it's deeper than that. He said, read him up. I said, oh, my God, I can't wait to get it. But, you know, people like this is who you're going to meet at the I will make known my name unto the heathen. You're not coming for no junk. You're not coming to hear anything that you heard before. Oh, no. Uh-uh. No, no, no. I told someone, don't talk to me about Ephesians. And don't talk to them about Ephesians. And they said, oh, doctor, are you okay? I said, yeah. I said, go out there first and ask them, who is God? Where did God come from? Why did he have you to be part of the creative process? Why are you sitting here? Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. And I was also invited to some kind of a retreat this guy's having. But I want to tell you something. This I will make known my name unto the heathen is going to be an eye awakening. And it's not for you to get scared because the God of the universe said, I'm going to protect those that are mine through no matter what tribulation, no matter what I stand. And I didn't know anything about Apophis. That's a meteor scheduled to hit Earth 2025 or something, Apophis. And I was told all kind of military is now getting ready for, hey, you know what? Push your bowl of beans aside and your crazy jealousy act Jehovah to destroy it. It ain't about you. I wish it wasn't men listening because I really would have something to say. It ain't even about that. You better get your family ready. You better make sure you got food and stockpile. Hey, let me tell you something. Make sure you are going to get a ticket to I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen. We have Colonel Harrison on here, as usual. He has helped host over 240 shows. He's going to be spearheading some of the logistics back there. I'm going to be working on them with our team here, and he's going to talk now about some of the topics. We're not dragging you across from coast to coast to sit up and look crazy and say, oh, yeah, I heard that. Oh, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Shut up and lead your flock in the way that God has intended you to lead them. If they dead, leave them dead in the pew dead. But he said that I'm going to make known. How is he going to do it? He's going to do it through us. Colonel Harrison, welcome. Please, there's an Amber Alert going on here in this state. This is really becoming a big challenge because they're snatching women and children off the streets here in Los Angeles. Just if you're walking down, you better be looking behind you, and you may not be able to outrun them. A lot's going on in our state. I mean, it is really crazy. But Colonel Harrison, talk to us about some of the topics. Now, you might have heard some of the words in these topics, but you ain't heard the information behind some of these topics. Colonel Harrison is going to bring a few. We have several. And he's going to talk to us about the actual lineup. Colonel Harrison, welcome this morning. You see, we on our job. We made God a promise. Some of us is going to keep that promise. Some of us made God a promise, and then they get mad and go on and try to lay down and play sick. Men, rise up and stop being a fool over your own household, where you see evil and damnation, condemn it. You get another woman, you cannot get another God. Colonel Harrison, welcome. What do we have for our I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen?
Good morning, Dr. Coptina, and listening audience. Yes, excited about I Will Make My Name Known Unto the Heathen. We have a tremendous variety of topics for this three-day convention beginning February 18th through the 20th. So as I look at the topics, the first one is certainly the most appropriate one. The first one is God is a father. God is a father. They get to know who God Jehovah is. Psalm 83:18, God who is all omnipotent, all wise, omnipresent, and there's no other name greater than the name of God. The first topic is God is a father. Second topic is Satan's attack on a fatherhood. Satan is attacking families, specifically the father, because the father is the head, according to the teachings in the Bible, and not the tail. The third topic is matriarchs for God. Matriarchs for God. They're mothers, they're women that are on the battlefield for the Lord, soul out and serving God in spirit and in truth. So we're going to have a great topic, a great presentation on that. The fourth one is endure to the end. And the Bible has the scripture says, only he who endures until the end shall be saved. Endure means to last, to go through persecution,
yes,
go through trials,
yes,
and tribulations,
yes,
go whatever
good
we have to go through. To know that there's a God and to trust in God. Endure to the end is the fourth topic. The fifth topic, what does it mean to be a man? There are a lot of men going around wearing clothes and fancy clothes, fancy shoes, fancy jewelry, perhaps got a little money and all of that. But the truth of the matter is the man a godly man? Is he a man that embraces and dear the teachings and the principles of God? Is he one that you can count on or stand on that
yes,
will take a stand and not faint when times get hard? What does it mean to be a man? You will hear about the real man, which is only a godly man. Now, the sixth topic is counterfeit followers of God. Counterfeit, they're false teachers, they're false preachers. And the Bible,
yes,
says in the last day that they will rise up and they will not endure sound doctrine. They not want to listen to the teachings of the 66 books of the Holy Bible because they've committed to live their way and want to tickle people's ear for a few dollars, but they're going to be dealt with at the last day. That's the sixth topic, counterfeit followers of God. The seventh and last for now is prayer. Prayer, brothers and sisters, is a petition. Prayer, you're welcome of choice. Prayer is a petition where we can go into the presence of God through having a talk with him, a conversation with him, interaction with him. And that is the primary medium God has reserved, according to teachers in the Bible, upon which we can communicate directly with God on his heavenly throne in the third heaven above. So we're excited, looking forward to this, the three-day convention, so that people will be able to leave from there. While there, they'll learn. And when they leave from there, they will know why we are committed, Doc and you and I and others, to make God's name known unto the heathens. So that's the lineup we have, and we're excited about it.
Yes, yes.
Excited about it.
Yes, yes. Now, I want to add something to what Dr. Harrison has said. We're already in the last days. We're not looking for something to happen in the last days. So if you heard, I see some hands up on that. You guys really listen very well. We appreciate you. We're already in the last days. There's nothing else. And now we want to talk to you about the topics. Colonel Harrison mentioned them like 1, 2, 3. There's 24 topics. 24. Some may be printed in the brochure, but there's not 6 or 7. There's 24 topics. Colonel Harrison doesn't have time to read all of them, but those topics that he just read is just some of the topics out there. We're going to have topics for teenagers. We're going to have topics for young ladies. We're going to have topics for mothers. Matriarchs are going to get up there and speak. We're going to do a call out coming out Monday. Come on out. If you cannot make it, you can order a brochure. If you cannot speak, send your speech in, and we'll see how we can work it in. But we are on the battlefield to give God the glory. Now, this is important, and I see some hands. Why is it necessary, Colonel Harrison, to make known God's name to the heathen? It didn't say anybody else in our topic. Why is it necessary? to make known his name to the heathen. What is the heathen doing?
It's necessary to make God's name known to the heathen, because heathen is one that doesn't know about God or don't believe in God and live in way the way of the world, leaning to his own understanding, decisions, to her own understanding, decisions. It's so important to God, because God is the creator. It begins and ends with God. He is Alpha in the Greek meaning the beginning, and he's the Omega, also in Greek meaning the ending. And so without God, we're nothing. And that's why Dr. Coptina suggested that we should take people back to the book of Genesis, the very first of the 66th book, so they get to know who is God, God Jehovah, the Psalm 83 God, 18 God, that men may know that my name, Jehovah, is the Most High over all the earth. There's no name higher, there's no name greater, there's no name more powerful. And so certainly we need to know who created all of this, and also mankind. And he loves us, and he wants us to do his will, and he has a plan for each person that breaches their mother's womb. But so many people are lost. So we're going to see that the heathens and all other who don't know God get to know this Jehovah God, Psalm 83:18.
That sure is right. And also another definition for the heathen is one that fights against God. And we recognize what's going on now here in our world. Don't nobody care about no LGBT. Go on and do what you're doing. Go on and do it and sit down. Nobody cares about that. What people care about, they will give their life for. It is not about that. All of the other things that people are doing, creating and making up and got their fist in the air against God. The Bible says in the last days of the last days of the last days, the prophets saw a vision of all the king's men standing in the valley of Megiddo with their weapons pointed upward. It's about God. They hate God. They don't care who eats. They don't care who down the sidewalk. How did they get there in the first place if somebody cared about them? Nobody cares about nothing but world domination, and God got it in his hand. It's a hatred against the God of the universe. You don't tell me what to do. And if we really knew what the military has under the earth, if we really knew what all of this trillions of dollars is about, I can't go into it on this show. But let me tell you something. You better line up on God's forces. And the only way you can do it is to join this battleground to help make known God's name to the heathen. That God's prophets had a lot to say about the end time. Daniel said, now this is where it's going to be at, but seal this up because it's not for our time. It is for then. Now some will say, oh, well, whatever God going to do. Until you die, until you perish, your job knows his name to the heathen. When ain't no more heathens around, then you can sit up and talk. Some say, oh, the world is going in the way of prophecy. Well, what are you supposed to do while that's happening? Mope around doing the same thing at the same place with the same folk? What are you supposed to be doing? Don't try to sell God cheap and short. Just because you comfortable now don't mean you'll be comfortable tomorrow. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I will make known my name unto the heathen. There's another reason why you need to make known God's name unto the heathen. You got a family to think about. You got somebody laying around you to think about. You got some adult children to think about. You got granny laying around to think about. You got grandpa in the hospital to think about. You may have a slew of friends hound dogging behind you. Come on, let's just be for real. Let's tell it just like it is. And if you don't make known his name, they too are going to have a problem. When you make known God's name unto the heathen, he makes known your name unto all the angels, all the leaders of angels in heaven. He said, that's mine. That's who I am fond of. I am well approved of him or her. That's what you get. I will make known my name unto the heathen. There's a lot at stake here. He said that I'm coming. He said, Jesus says, I'm coming. And the role of the book that's talked about me, and he did that. But let me tell you why he did it, because he was with the Father for all those millions of years before he came to earth. And he knew his Father, Jehovah God, Psalm 83:18, was no joke. Then prophet, he had already sent him, he said, I see what these people are about. Now, I done wiped them off the earth once before in the Noachian flood. I see what they are about. I see that. And, you know, I'm saying that because this gentleman told me they got military war stations set up in outer space. He said every major country got nuclear weapons aimed from outer space to shoot down. They got America. They got Senate. Oh, my God. I was scared even listening to him. But I'm going to get that book. And like I said, if you're serious, you better get it too. But now here's the thing. Those prophets told of nuclear war, said in that day, the flesh is going to fall off of their bones while they're standing. That's nuclear. That Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, oh, goodness, and Daniel, they're called the major prophets. That Isaiah is really, oh, my God, that is the scary one from about Isaiah 58 on. You know what? Get serious. Now, we're not saying you can't enjoy yourself on earth. This is what he created earth for. But the monsters now, Satan can set us up to go against God. Oh, it's gonna be a short time, but thanks be to God. He said, those that love me, I shall preserve. He said, you're going to walk through that tribulation. It's like the blood on the post. Everybody is not going down with this wicked world. But I want you to understand this. I will make known my name unto the heathen, should be and will be, and I pray it be a turning point in your life. You will learn now what to expect, how to prepare yourself, and how to get in behind anybody proclaiming the name of Jehovah. Get in behind them. Well, I don't know what they're talking about. If you see them on the street, get in behind them. They ain't going to say nothing. Just get in there and start walking. Now, they may not let you get up on the door and embarrass them with some false teaching that you done got from wherever you've been. But I was told recently that anybody want to walk behind them, where the Bible said, come on out. They begging, whether you one of them or not. They said, we are begging you. Come on out. Come on out. Join the army. Come on out. And, you know, all of us should be saying that. But you're going to learn how to do that. You're going to learn how to put God first and make known his name unto the heathen. That's all these are doing. They say, ain't no need to tell them about Obadiah. Ain't no need to telling them about New Jerusalem. Everybody is going back to Genesis. It's when I'm here telling the dead anything about them. And they don't even know his name. Don't even use it. Bless your name. Thank you, Colonel Harrison, for tuning in with us. You know what? We have such a good time on the show. I'm going crazy because I'm seeing others are tuning in to help us out with our show. God bless you. Happy New Year. If you put God first, ain't going to be one if you don't. Tune in next Saturday, same time. God bless you. We love you. Make sure you join us to make known God's name unto the heathen. Thank you. Bye-bye now.